This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of KC University. This is Eddie Greer coming at you once again, Monday night, April 14th, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where that is track and field, coming up here in just a second, women's tennis, men's, women's golf, and so much more. First time listening to this podcast, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Whenever this comes out, I know we're catching up on what happened over the weekend. K-State sports was busy in action, whether that's Wichita, Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas, or on a road trip between Ames and Lawrence. K-State sports was all over the place last weekend. Part 2, KC Wooden Classic recap right now. Big G was added again. That's the person of Gary Moore Jr., another win. Personal best in the men's hammer throw on Saturday with a 65.9-meter throw that equals out to 216 feet. And now he holds the number 3 mark in K-State, in the K-State record books in that event. That is the men's hammer throw. So Gary Moore Jr., red hot, having a lot of momentum coming out of the very first meet of the outdoor season. Again, is K-State men's and women's track and field team started a couple weeks ago, but that was with 3 people of the representing K-State. But this time, everybody competed. Gary Moore Jr., like I've been saying throughout this particular event, picked up right where he left off. So Gary Moore Jr. transferred from... We're going to get to Travis Gopher in a minute. He transferred from Baylor over to K-State. A huge pick. And this has turned out to be a huge pickup for head coach Travis Gopher, which he talked about the throwers over the weekend, saying, quote, overall, it was a good icebreaker for the program. And particularly, I'm very pleased with Coach Newell's throwers, John Newell, the throwers coach for K-State. Some terrific openers and a couple of significant personal bests from Gary Moore Jr. and Riley Marks, along with some terrific season openers. Yeah, going back to part one, if you have not, go back. First off, if you have not listened to part one, go back, listen to that before listening to this. Riley Marks winning the javelin on last Friday night. And then staying with Travis Goldford here, talking about the fast times on the track. And I talked about, again, part one. Go back, check it out. I talked about the Rock the Parkway this past weekend. Hot damn. They're all super fast times because, again, the perfect conditions. In this case here, K-State, the runners, they're dealing with some the opposite. So again, it goes hand in hand. You want a PR, right? You got to have everything lined up for you. On what the runners say, like Emma Bates and things like that. And oh, by the way, so when I'm thinking about it, Boston next Monday. And then, of course, you got me participating in the Garmin Oz Olathe Marathon next weekend. So a couple big weeks coming up across the board, even whether that's K-State or personally. I know a lot of friends going to Boston, whether it's the very first Boston, like one of my good friends, or this their 60th Boston Boston. They're going to go up there, or running their fifth time, whatever that is. So again, getting off track here, but weather conditions, Coach Gopher was talking about it. Cool. The distance and middle distance squad, dude, a good job last night, as did the 400 hurdles today, despite some extremely windy conditions. For Sophia to have a personal best and run the fifth time in school history is just phenomenal. We're excited to get a good week of training and let's let the reins off a bit at Oregon next week. So Oregon, that also reminds me. Yeah, Oregon, there's a Eugene Marathon. I believe that's the following weekend too. Like I said, a lot of good races coming up between K-State and elite runners, or just your everyday normal runners like myself. So there's that as well. So look, exact opposite, dealing with conditions. Now, I believe that's what we're gonna get. But again, later next week. But again, I feel like I'm prepared for that. given the fact that look, I'm not surprised by that. I ran an Olathe half a couple years ago, and the back end was super windy. So at this point, I'm not gonna get stressed about it. I'm to the point now. I'm coming off of momentum. I'm coming off on win myself. A back-to-back win, by the way. So at this point, I'm just ready to race. At this point, I don't care what the conditions are. So it is what it is at this point. But take a look at some more results here from day two, the KT Women Classic for K-State Women's Men's and Men's Women's Track and Field Team, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. KT Women Classic. This was the icebreaker that Coach Gover was talking about just now on here, as again, three athletes from the K-State men's women's track and field team actually started the season a couple weeks ago in Emporia State. This right here in Wichita, Kansas, was the official opener for K-State men's women's track and field team. Women's high jump, Lindsay DeWitt, 5'3". That was good for runner-up finish there. Vera Gerasimova did not participate there. Claire Bybee, women's pole vault, podium at a 3.8 meters. Men's distance throw, Nate Collier, for the second time this weekend, a third place finish, podium at a 54.3-meter throw that equaled out to 178 feet. Women's triple jump, Taylor Mayo wins that one. Winner of that, Shalom Otulu, 1-2 punch, Mayo first, Otulu second. Mayo at a 41 feet 10, followed by a 41 inch and a 3/4 for Otulu there as well. A Monique Hardy, winner of the women's hammer throw. She gets the number one spot, 62.2 meter, 204 feet. Men's 400, Nen Medlock led the way at a 48.5. That was good enough for just outside of the top 10 in 11th, followed by Jack Steiger. Another event for him this weekend, 49 from this past weekend, 49.5, good enough for 15th. Tyreek Lewis at a 49.5, 16th. Women's 100 meters, Gerasimova on the board for the first time this season, 14th, 14.7. Men's 110 hurdles, Emil Urlin, top 10 for him at a 14.6. After kind of a struggle first day for him, he gets a top 10 finish at 14.6. Tommaso Franz on the board finished 21st. Men's high jump, Bryce Collins tied for 13th at a 6.7. Vera Gerasimova had a busy Saturday. That's her third event. Actually, she DNF'd. She did not participate in the first event, but she competed everywhere else. Gerasimova, 8th, 5.45 meters. Tamaya Kuntz winning the women's distance throw at a 54.2. And then in the women's hammer throw, another win for Big G. Gary Moore Jr. PR at a 65.9, 216 feet, 5 inches there. Jehovah Bennett winning the men's triple jump there as well. He also PR'd as well at a 49 feet, 11 and a quarter there for him. Ty Matthews did not participate there. Quentin Rice in the men's 100 meter dash, 10.4. Good enough for a top 10 finish for him. In 10th, Isaac Atuvi, 10.5. Good for 18th. Coach Gover mentioned Sophia Hines. PR in the 400 meters. Women's 400, 57.8. Winner of that. Followed by Levon Albert, 2nd. Jordan Edwards, 3rd. 1, 2, 3. Finish in the women's 400 meters there. Albert. 49.9. Jordan Edwards, 60 minutes right on a dot. Delaney Wright, shout out to her for PR as well. 62 minutes there. That's a PR for Delaney Wright. That was good for 6. Men's 400, Cyrus Ways, 6. 54.5. Thomas Canvet, 56.2. 12th place there. Emil Lorraine, runner-up finishing the men's pole vault. Tommaso France, 6. Women's 200 meters, Micah Scott at a 24.03. Ariana Jackson, 8th, 24.4. Quentin Rice in the men's 200, 14th. Isaac Atuve, 22nd. James Inou, 32nd. And finally, last but not least, the women's shot put, J.C. Schroeder, winner of the women's shot put there at a 56.7. That was equaled out to a 51 inch inches, 51, 8 1/4 inches there. And Gracie Thompson, podium finish, third out of 48, 7 1/4 feet there for her as well. So K-State, definitely breaking the ice there on the track and on the field as well. PRs, wins, and podium finishes across the board there. Congratulations to all of the team for doing work down there in Wichita, Kansas this past weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And get it where our podcast is found, Freedom Bevel Daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this K-State podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Other K-State podcasts, thank you for taking time out every day or evening to listen to this podcast. Make sure you go ahead right now to subscribe, like, and hit the alarm bell. Every time we upload content daily, including the weekends, you guys will be first to know about it. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast, for more on that. And of course, with myself and Alex Aiden over there, and of course, make sure you pass the word along to tell at least one K-State fan, whether that's a student, your roommate, your best friend, alum, or a Big 12 fan, about the Purple Project Podcast. That is going to wrap things up on a busy weekend from K-State Men's and Women's Track and Field Team on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Congratulations to all that put down times this weekend, or throws, or jumps down there in Wichita, Kansas. I don't know as I'm sitting here right now. Yep. I did say that. Come on, EG3. Oregon. K-State will travel to Oregon in the Oregon Team Invitational. That is later this week. In Eugene, Oregon. And they're going to compete in the legendary Hayward Field. That is on my bucket list. But that's neither here nor there right now. K-State will travel in there later on this week to compete in the legendary Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. So that is next. So we'll definitely tap into that later on this week, and I believe 18. Yeah, that's on the back end of this week as well. So K-State getting ready for a week of training, and they'll take their talents up there to the state of Oregon later on this week. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.